This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. I'm trying to provide some sort of analysis on Antonio Brown, but I'm almost out. Brian Muncy tweets in, "This is the first time I've ever listened to your show. Congratulations. This is the last time I will ever listen to your show. You need to stop beating a dead horse. We don't care anymore about what's going on in Oakland. There's more to talk about than just him." So Brian Muncy's programming decision. I mean, let me talk to the programming guys in there. Anthony Shep. His programming decision is to completely ignore by far the top story in sports on a sports talk show. Do you think that's a good programming decision or not?
Seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, that's probably a poor programming
decision.
Especially
when you have full phone lines nonstop that people want to talk about it.
Yeah. I mean, like, it'd be one thing if it was some obscure thing that I picked out and I just, like, was harping on. It's by far, like, number one story, Antonio Brown. Number two story doesn't even exist right now. Right? Like, I could do the whole show on it, probably. I likely will not do 4 hours on just Antonio Brown because I want to talk about something else at some point. But it's not out of the realm of possibilities that that would be the best programming decision today without actually anything else going on. Tell me the other things that are going on, Brian Muncy. Like, he says, never said you have to ignore it. Two segments, maybe three, but mix in some other things going on in the sports world. College games today. That's a very broad topic. There's no specific topic mentioned there. NFL games, again, broad. USA basketball, again, broad. Hell, even soccer. None of those are a topic, dude. You didn't give me one topic. None of that's a topic. Hey, guys, NFL games tomorrow. What do you think? Like, I could go through and... But that's not a topic. Antonio Brown is a topic. Like, what happened Thursday night? Mitch Trubisky, is he the reason you can't take the Bears seriously? That's a topic. Not as good as Antonio Brown, but it's at least a topic. USA basketball, what is that? They're going against Giannis? Like, is that the topic? Because you have to be more specific.
It's the worst team ever, USA basketball team ever?
No, I don't know. I mean,
talent-wise, yes.
Maybe, yeah.
Right, talent. I think no matter what,
2004 is more disappointing. Because 2004 had the, like, star guys on the team. Tim Duncan was on that team, and Marbury was on that team.
Both those guys were.
Yeah, both of them.
AI and Marbury.
Yeah, and LeBron was on that team, and Wade and Carmelo, and Larry Brown refused to play them. I'm still mad at him for that. But this, you know, like, what's happening is, I think, good for basketball. If you're talking about the USA basketball team, it's good. Like, the world has gotten, like, we've known for a while that we need our best guys in order to, you know, win these things. But generally in the past, it's been like one team that could beat the U.S. team even without the best guys. Now, like Turkey, you know, and almost anyone could beat them. That's good for basketball around the world. As far as, like, if there's any other takeaways, I don't know if I'd feel great if I'm a Boston Celtics fan if this team loses. And Donovan Mitchell, that's the other little bit of a concerning thing. He may be a guy who never reaches the heights that he did in his rookie season. But I'll go. Did you want to say?
So there are your extra topics there.
Yeah, there you go.
We mixed in something else.
Yeah, I mixed in something else for that guy. But I'll go back to the topic at hand, which is the one that the most people care about, Antonio Brown.
Robin, to be irresponsible if you didn't hit on it, in all seriousness.
What?
It'd be irresponsible if you did not hit on Antonio Brown and discuss it.
I should be fired.
Just slap in the face.
If I did a show today and didn't talk about Antonio Brown for the, you know, dominant portion of the show, my judgment would have to come into question. Like, someone, it would be fair for a boss to call and say, "What is wrong with you?" Like, that would be fair.
All right.
It'd be fair. Like, your judgment is askew. Almost as askew. Like, my judgment would be Antonio Brown-esque if I did not talk about Antonio Brown today.
And if they're calling you at 6 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, you know you're doing something wrong.
But yeah, if the bosses are,
yes.
It's never happened before, right. So hopefully it never happened. That would probably be the best way to get it to happen, if I just completely ignored Antonio Brown and talked about USA basketball the entire time today. Maurice Smith tweets in about the Antonio Brown saga. The one thing missing in the narrative is apparently the talent outweighs drama. If Antonio was an average or below average player, he'd be cut. Example, third pick, or he just referenced a random player who was cut by the Jets. For being late to team activities. Yeah, we know that that's the reason. And it's almost absurd that the guy is going to play on Monday, at least as of now. Trevor in Utah. Trevor, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Trevor?
Hey, trigger warning. I'm going to talk about AB.
Okay. Let me go to my safe space. Hold on.
Yeah. So I think with AB, we're seeing an extreme of his – you know, obviously mentality, but entitlement, victimhood, and the worst case, social media, his love for social media, his love for himself. So you're seeing a bad combination of all that together. I don't know how it started. I don't know how it's going to end. I don't think it's going to end great. But as the team goes, more important than AB, the Raiders, they had a plan, and it was before AB. And then AB fell in their lap, so they got plan A, they got plan AB. They're still on plan A because AB hasn't been anywhere around or committed. So they still have a game to play. It's prime time against Denver. They need to beat Denver. They need to give Raider Nation something to smile about. And I guess the AB thing will just figure itself out. I have no idea. But I hope they can win, give Raider Nation something to smile about, and go from there.
Well, as of now, he's playing, right? As far as, I have no idea. That's a good enough take. I have no idea either when it comes to the guy. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Let's go to Kevin in Madison, Wisconsin. Kevin, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. Kevin, you there? Kevin. Nope. All right. How about Rob in Charlotte? Rob, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, I called last week about Zeke, and I agreed with you 100%. And today, my take is on AB is that he's a limit pusher. Just like the song in Scarface, he pushes everything to the limit to get the attention.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how he is. If you remember how he did in the video he took after the game, he got caught speeding up there. He pushes everything to the limit to get the attention and to get what he wants and see how far he can push it, and then he backs off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he does. And he licks on the head. Guys have been getting hit on the head since the beginning of time, and ain't changed that much. So it ain't got nothing to do with that.
Well, you can't say – I mean, look, I can't link it with him specifically, but you can't say that either. There's documented cases of guys' behavior being altered by CTE.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is he knew what he was doing, just like when they came out and said you could have, touchdown celebrations, except they couldn't get too wild, and he was the first one to push it over the limit on that and get fined with doing the hump,
mm-hmm.
Just like Key and Peele, he knew what he was doing. He knows what he's doing with this. He's getting his attention. He's bringing attention to the Raiders, everything. And that's what they want him for. And that's what he wants. And he knows he's getting paid for it. Now he's pushed it to the limit. He's having to reel it back and go on what he's supposed to do. And he knows that. And that's why he's being dramatic about everything. So, I think it's hilarious. I really do. It's fun to watch.
He's a habitual line stepper, is what you're saying. He's a habitual line stepper. I mean, like, the attention part of it, I think, is true. Here's the thing. Like, a lot of this stuff could have existed before. This could be what he's like, and this is, like, the Hulk version of it, right? The steroid version of it. And that's the part that concerns me. Because I'm not doubting that his behavior or his personality isn't on display here, but I am wondering if there's some concerning, and again, it's not necessarily CTE. It could be any other mental health thing. It's more just a concern for me about his behavior in general and what could be causing it, because it does seem like it's gone to another level, a different level. So like any, you know, mental illness or brain injury or that whole spectrum. Again, I'm not qualified. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just speculating. But I do know that, or it's reasonable to assume that, you know, something that's going on wrong upstairs might not necessarily lead to just like wildly different behavior, but it may take some of the behavior that was already going on and take it to a different extreme. And that can be the concern. It might not just change who the person is, but amplify the worst parts of that. I don't know. I'm just trying to, this is me trying to explain what he's doing. The most rational explanation, if you're taking it at face value and that there's nothing wrong with him, the most rational explanation is, yeah, he's addicted to the having his name out there and the attention and using that as some sort of like fuel for himself. Marketing / motivation. But there's just too many instances like, you know, that would be fine with the hot air balloon or some of the other, you know, things he's posted on social media. But when you get the helmet thing and the blow up with the GM and the frostbite on the feet and skipping out on work last year with the Steelers, you know, just too many things for me to think that there is a, you know, totally innocent explanation for it. Because it dates back, it's not even just with the Raiders. If you just said this offseason he's promoting himself, maybe. But it went back to Pittsburgh, and that's why he's out of Pittsburgh. Like, it's concerning. I do think it's concerning. I also thought the video he put together last night was hot fire. That was a great video. Whether or not, you know, the recording part of it is wild. If John Gruden didn't know he was being recorded and then he was just put on blast publicly last night, that is wild. If Gruden was in on it, that's like amazing. I don't know. I don't know. That's my take. How do you like that? How do you like that? Print it. I don't know. Sports talk radio host admits he doesn't know. News at 11. 855-212-4227. It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And as it just said, I don't know what's going on with Antonio Brown. Help me out. 855-212-4227. The latest is last night he put out a hype video. You know, he's scorned and doubted. And people think he's crazy, according to the hype video. But he'll show them, because he works really hard and he's more than just a football player. And by the way, there's a conversation with John Gruden recorded and put it in there. Like, literally, like a conversation with John Gruden. And I don't know if John Gruden knew he was recorded. It sounds like he didn't. I don't know for sure. He could be in on it, or, you know, Antonio Brown could have asked him before, hey, you mind if I record this conversation, coach, for whatever reason? But it sounds like he didn't know he was recorded. Now, Gruden actually doesn't come across poorly in it, which is to, other than maybe like saying, you're the most misunderstood dude I've ever met in my life, Antonio Brown. You're the least understood, is what I would say. I don't know if he's misunderstood. He's not understood. Dustin in Boise, Idaho. Dustin, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
How's it going?
What's going on?
Hey, first time listener, first time caller. Love it already. Quick little shout out to Boise State and the Green Bay Packers. It wasn't pretty, but they both got the W's. It's all that matters, and their defenses are real. And I just want to say real quick, I'm not an expert either on CTE whatsoever or mental health, but I like that you brought up both topics. I don't think we can directly relate Antonio Brown to CTE because, I don't know, he hasn't really had that many concussions, I don't think. But I do like the aspect that of you brought up mental health. because it's real and it happens even more drastically after CTE. So that's what I gotta say.
Also, concussions are not the cause of CTE. Like, people have to. This has nothing to do with Antonio Brown. Like, with Antonio Brown, people are linking him to that huge Vontaze Burfict hit he took, which was a concussion, obviously. And concussions can cause CTE. A concussion itself is a traumatic brain injury. When you have a concussion, by itself is an isolated traumatic brain injury. But I don't think they did any favors to the general public in the knowledge of CTE by labeling that movie concussion. Because it's not just concussions that cause CTE, it's repeated head trauma. So you could theoretically never have a concussion and still develop CTE because on every play, there's some sort of head trauma for a lot of positions. Again, that has nothing to do with Antonio Brown. I'm not talking about Antonio Brown. With Antonio Brown, is there a chance this is CTE related? I don't want to wildly speculate. I have no idea. But his behavior is concerning enough for me to wonder if something is going on upstairs, whether that be CTE or more run-of-the-mill mental health issues that a non, you know, football player would experience. I have no idea. John in Illinois. John, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, guys. I think that he's the Donald Trump of pro football. He wants to control the news cycle, and he certainly is. Here we are discussing him less than 24 hours after the Packers beat the Bears, and all the huge Bear fans suddenly got very disappointed. So I think he's crazy like a fox.
There could be a mad genius aspect to it, I suppose. But that's giving a lot of credit to this whole ordeal. I mean, to hatch the helmet idea, to hatch the feet idea, that's where I get skeptical that it's all part of some grand plan. I do think part of it is definitely the social media aspect and the attention and the drama and buzz he can create around himself. There's no doubt that that's part of his motivation. But my question then becomes, how much of that is meticulous and how much of that is not, for lack of a better term, not meticulous or thought out. And with him, that's where my concern lies. 855-212-4227. What do you make of Antonio Brown? 855-212-4CBS. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. How about John in Charlotte? John, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, John?
How you doing? I got to agree with you, man. It's either one of the biggest marketing scams, and I won't call it a scheme, or this guy is just totally out of his mind. I'm going to go with the latter. If you listen to what Ryan Clark had to say about issues with him, Troy Polamalu, Dick the Blow, I think this whole thing just blows up in his face. We hadn't seen this guy play good football in over a year. And to all accounts, his teammates said that Juju Smith-Schuster was a better receiver than him. So I think he doesn't produce, and I think this all blows up in his face.
Well, whether he produces or not, let's see. I mean, he's produced so much on the field. I can't doubt his ability on the field. You know what I do doubt? That he wants to play. I don't know if this guy wants to play football. That I don't know. He's not behaving exactly like someone who wants to play football necessarily. You know, that to me would be more of a concern than what he would do if he's actually on the field. He's proven himself. Look, he's one of the greatest receivers of all time. On the field, he's a master of his craft. But I do question whether he actually wants to be on the field. I see an Instagram post on the TV now. He said, "You can hold me down through these troubled times or be another victim to my stubborn pride." Like, he's acting like these are, you know, like he's just totally misunderstood and all of this is things that are happening to him. It's strange behavior. It's strange behavior. I mean, there's no other way to put it. That's why I can't exactly explain it. And I'm telling you, I don't know. I realize you're not used to hearing that from sports talk radio hosts. I mean, arrogance is, I think, a trait that runs in this business a little bit. And not to say that I'm not self-absorbed at times or arrogant on some issues. I I'm not perfect. But I will tell you, in this one, I don't know. I have no idea what's going on with this dude. I'm doing my best to make entertaining content around it, but I have absolutely no idea what's up with Antonio Brown.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
I agree. I'm great. I mean, what else is there to say? I mean, I would add to it if I could, but that pretty much said it all. If you're listening to me, you're welcome. 855-212-4227. What do you make of the Antonio Brown situation? I have no idea myself. Zero idea. Simon in Dallas. Simon, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Simon?
Hey, what's up, Robin? Love the show, bro.
Thank you.
My comment is it's a different sport, but it's just on the point of erratic behavior. Honestly, bro, and AB, he ain't got nothing on Conor McGregor. And that dude, he'd be acting wild, bro.
Well, I've said before, I think Conor McGregor should probably be in jail right now.
Well, yeah, you're right, yeah. I'm not saying he shouldn't. What I'm saying is that all the crazy stuff that he does, he's been more popular. He has more followers, and he's made more money since then.
Well, I don't know if, you know, with McGregor, with, you know, if you're looking for, like, a link for the erratic behavior, I think the first thing is with Antonio Brown, people are going to the Vontaze Burfict hit. And now there's other theory. Ryan Clark has talked about the money. And again, I don't know. It could just be some normal mental health issue. With Conor McGregor, I have linked his, you know, erratic behavior. He already had like a reputation. He would say some wild stuff, but it seemed to go off the reservation after the Mayweather fight. Now that could be explained by saying he didn't know where else to go with his life at that point. Because when you take a fight like that, you're already out of your sport. He's already made all that money. Maybe it's the money, like AB. You know, I don't know. But he also took a lot of shots to the head in that Mayweather fight. A lot. So I think McGregor's behavior has really gone to another level post-Mayweather fight.
Yeah, you're right. My thing is just that regardless of what it is, I mean, I'm not defending either one of them, but you don't hear nearly as much stuff about the things that Conor does compared to AB. And like I said, AB hasn't gone to the extreme as Conor has. You know, Conor's been more famous, and you see his whiskey business has gone out of control. So it's definitely done him some good.
Yeah, I mean, look, it did before. I think Conor McGregor was the pro wrestling style guy for a while. But it's become a whole different thing at this time. It's become a whole different thing. 855-212-4227. Jared in Dallas, Pennsylvania. Jared, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Jared? How are you this morning?
Good. How are you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
So I just had a quick comment and then also a quick question for you. So my comment is this. I work in the mental health field, and I am in no way, shape, or form diagnosing AB when I say this, but there is definitely something seriously going on with him. And, you know, at this point, it seems like a lot of people are kind of amused by his behavior, and it's funny, and it's silly, and you don't really know what's next. You know, but coming from a mental health background, you know, I'm very scared for him, honestly. Like, his irrational thoughts and irrational behavior are just not normal. And one of the things that I got from the video that I thought was very intriguing, which, by the way, the video was amazing. Whoever
great.
Produced
it's
that,
a great video,
it was
yeah.
Great.
Objectively, yeah.
But one of the things that happened in the video that I thought was interesting was when, you know, he said, John Gruden said, do you want to be a Raider? He goes, yeah, I want to be a Raider, but you guys don't want me to be a Raider. It's like he blames everybody for everything. And that is like one of the top of on lists of mental behavior is never taking responsibility. So, you know, I look at this a little bit differently, and I say, you know, I hope this guy gets help because, you know, if this is the way he's acting now, I hate to say this, and I hope I'm wrong, but it's probably going to get worse. And my question for you very quickly is this. You know, a lot of people say that his numbers are part of the system of the Pittsburgh system. He had Le'Veon Bell, he had Ben Roethlisberger. You know, what if AB comes out and he plays, you know, 2-3 games and he has one touchdown and, you know, maybe 6 receptions a game, 50 yards or whatever. Do you think it's realistically
there's a realistic it could realistically happen that he is cut after a couple weeks if his numbers aren't there?
If he's not producing?
If he's not producing, yes.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're owing $30 million guaranteed, though. If he gets that money, then he's probably going to stick around. The fact that they let him go this far, I mean, look, it can go to a – I thought they would cut him – I honestly thought he was getting cut yesterday. Until he did his whole apology or whatnot. If they were smarter, I think they would have at least suspended him to protect themselves. I don't know why they gave him that money in the first place after last year. I wouldn't have been lining up to give Antonio Brown $30 million after last year. Guaranteed. Alan in Dallas. Alan, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Robin. I love your show, man.
Thank you.
I just want to say that, you know, I think people are looking at it the wrong way. I think at the end of the day, people see him as a professional athlete, and he makes a lot of money, so he should just do what the team is telling him to do and just do it, like go his own way. But I feel like, you know, it's his helmet at the end of the day. That's the helmet he wore. So he's just standing up for something he believes in. And, you know, some of the other stuff, it's just him being a human being at the end of the day. You know, if I got fined or something at work, I would be mad.
If you didn't show up for work, you'd be mad? If there was some sort of repercussion, you just decided you weren't going to show up for work and there was repercussions, you wouldn't understand that?
No, I would understand. But at the end of the day, I'm saying that, you know, if my boss fined me, I would still be mad about it.
But his behavior's not rational, Alan. Come on.
I feel like people are just looking at it as the fact that he makes so much money.
But why did he record his coach's conversation and put it out publicly?
But we don't know that.
Okay, why did he get into a cryo tub the wrong way and frostbite his feet? Why did he not show up for practice last year with the Steelers?
We don't know. We don't know the whole situation.
Why did he post the letter from the team on Instagram?
Because the letter sent to him.
It's not rational behavior, Alan. Come on, man.
It's only not rational because we don't understand and we've never been there.
Never been where? There's plenty of guys who have been there.
Because they didn't do it, it doesn't mean that he has to do.
He's the only one doing it. I mean, like, he's not even that. Like, he's not even that famous in the scheme of professional athletes. He's become more famous now. Like, LeBron James is 100 times more famous than Antonio Brown is, and he doesn't act like that.
But just because somebody else doesn't act like something,
but what about like
crazy.
Look, I try to defend people. I try to look for the best in people. I don't attack people for no reason. I want people to have personalities. I want people to be themselves. I want to view athletes as people, as individuals. But there's no rationalizing his behavior.
But you can't rationalize it. But you don't know him. You don't know what he's thinking.
I don't. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't know what he's thinking.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying that I believe people are quick to call him crazy because they don't know him and they don't.
So how would you explain what he's done?
I was just explaining it as it's just somebody standing up for what he believes.
What does he believe in then? What does he believe in? When you're saying he's standing up for what he believes in, what is it that he believes in?
He wants to wear his helmet. He wants to wear his helmet.
Okay, if that was just the helmet thing, fine. But it's not just the helmet thing.
Yeah, and then with the Steelers, I don't believe it was that much of just him just giving up on the team like everybody's claiming he did. Because at the end of the day, other players didn't say he gave up on his team. By all accounts, anytime you see Antonio Brown, he's working out, getting ready.
I don't doubt his work ethic, but there's a reason he got shipped out of Pittsburgh.
He got shipped out of Pittsburgh because he didn't follow the norm that, hey,
Ben Roethlisberger, I'm not defending Ben Roethlisberger, but he also didn't show up for work.
We don't know. We don't know the context. He said.
So
himself,
how many different, like, are you going to explain every single individual incident as, like, somehow he's being slighted or misunderstood?
No, I'm not saying he's being slighted. I'm saying that people are just quick to call him crazy when they don't know the whole story. They don't know both sides of the story. They're just going by what.
He's putting what he wants out there. It's not like he's shy to share his.
Yeah,
it's not like he's
shrouded
in mystery.
The only thing he put out there is, hey, I'm standing up for me. I'm for me.
And what does that mean?
It
would mean something if there was like a thesis if there was like a general, you know, belief system that was being put on display, it's nonsensical.
It's only nonsensical because we've never been in that situation.
No, it's only nonsensical because it doesn't make sense. That's why it's nonsensical. It's not because we haven't been in that situation. There's lots of guys who have been in Antonio Brown's situation. A lot. Or similar situations. And they haven't acted that cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs about everything. I mean, come on. How about Carl in Miami? Carl, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
What's up, man? I got to follow that caller. Man, I'm going to just say this, man. I knew something was wrong with Antonio Brown when he was arguing with his ex-girlfriend, and he told his his own nine-year-old son, to stay the you-know-what away from him. Like, who does that? Who goes out to his children, his own children? Mm-hmm. But I think as a society, we need to take a lesson from this, because I think a person's character should count for something. Because I argue with people like this all the time over Antonio Brown, Mayweather, McConnell. Like, just because they're great athletes or what they do, people just totally dismiss what kind of person they are. Like, that should mean something. You know what I mean? As a society, it says more about us when we're willing to overlook bad behavior and guys who are dirtbags just because they're good at what they do. We need to start taking that more into account.
Yeah, look, I think behavior should be used as an example, and people should be held accountable for it. I have a level of concern for Antonio Brown because his behavior is such where I question if he's okay. But I also think, they're enabling it. The Raiders are enabling it. I mean, something I think should have been done about the latest incident. You can't just let this dude walk all over. Again, you can't let him treat you like you're Eddie Murphy's couch. And that's what's been happening here. David in Kansas City. David, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, David?
Hey, Robin. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. I agree with you. I thought they would have cut AB yesterday, too. I thought for sure that was going to be it. But my thing is, I'm interested to see how the rest of the season goes with the distraction like that. They let him go all throughout the season, or does it get worse, or does he mellow out? I just want to know what your take is on that.
I mean, at this point, there's no reason to think he's going to mellow out. I mean, there's I can only go on the evidence that I have, right? That's all I can go on. And the evidence that I have is that something else bonkers is going to happen soon. That's the pattern of behavior would say that there's something else around, you know, behind door number two at every second with this dude right now. It's wild. You know, how long between him apologizing and being cleared to play Monday was there before this video came out last night? A few hours? It's like a few hours. So, yeah, I mean, I expect something else to happen. I don't expect it to stop at this point. And it goes back to, it's not even just with this team in this offseason. I could at least, like, entertain the idea that it was all done for hype for the Raiders and for this season, and that it would stop as soon as the season started if it didn't go back to the end of last year and the end of his tenure in Pittsburgh. That's because that's where this started, really. Was the that's why he's in Oakland, right? Or else he'd still be in Pittsburgh, because there's no one, you know, if this stuff wasn't going on, there's no one in their right mind that would have let Antonio Brown get away from the team. Right? Dude's a baller. No one's questioning that. You'd have to get your own head checked if you thought he wasn't a great player. He's clearly a great player. Clearly has a great work ethic. Clearly a master of his craft. But I do question how committed he is to it at this moment, to actually wanting to be out there on the field, because he's not behaving exactly like someone who is necessarily 100% committed to the on-field aspect of things right at this moment, though he's clearly been in the past. Yeah, it's a concern for sure. I don't know what's next. I mean, we'll see what the Raiders say about that video. Apparently, John Gruden thought it was awesome. I mean, it was an awesome video. Objectively, it was an awesome video. And if his goal is to, you know, get his name out there and have hype around his first game, then mission accomplished. But there's simply just been too much with Guy that has me questioning, you know, if it can be as calculated as that. If what he's doing is as well thought out and calculated as that. I mean, if it's just some mad genius master plan, sure, I give him some credit for that, I suppose. But there's too many people involved who are clearly miffed about it, including his team, right? Like, they're not in on that joke. They're not in on that joke. This dude almost lost $30 million. Meticulous master schemes generally don't cost you $30 million. And he got very close to that. I mean, that's what that apology was about, clearly, right? Oops, I didn't realize I might miss out on that 30 mil. That's the one thing I think I do know. The rest with Antonio Brown, no idea. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. I'll give you my picks for the opening week of the NFL season coming up in a bit as well. It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.